cloning somebody? Well, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Schönen guten Tag. Aus Deutschland. It's a joy to be with you. My first visit to Viljandi,
I think.
I think it's my first time here, isn't that right? Yes. And nice to meet you all. Have we met before?
Yes.
No? Yeah, we met before.
Several times.
Well, many times in Vrkma.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yes. So nice to see you again.
Thank you. You too.
God's presence is the greatest blessing we can ever have.
Jumala kohalolu on kõige suurem õnnistus, mis meil üldse saab kunagi olla.
Without God's presence, there is nothing.
Jumala kohaloluta ei ole mitte midagi.
There is no life, there is no joy.
Pole elu, pole rõõmu.
And there is no purpose in living.
Ja pole elu eesmärki ka.
So we must always look for God and walk with God.
Ja nii me peame alati otsima ja alati käima koos Jumalaga.
Well, of course, our great example, and this is Christ himself.
Loomulikult suur eeskuju meil on Kristus ise.
Now you may say he is God. He is God.
Võid öelda, et ta on Jumal. Ja ta on Jumal.
But he became a man to show us how to live.
Aga ta sai inimeseks, et meile näidata, kuidas elada.
And so we can learn many things from looking at his example.
Ja me võime palju õppida vaadates tema eeskuju.
Now I want to turn you to John's Gospel.
Ma tahan, et
to chapter 8. And this chapter 8, you're studying John's Gospel soon, is that right? Maybe, I don't know. But when you read John's Gospel, you realize that this is only a few days in the life of Jesus.
Kui te loete Johannese evangeeliumit, siis te saate aru, et see on ainult paar päeva või mõned päevad Jeesus elust, vähesed päevad.
So for example, chapter 13, 14, 15, 16 and 17 cover 6 hours.
Näiteks peatükid 13 kuni 17 kantavad 6 tundi.
6 hours only.
Ainult 6 tundi.
That's 5 chapters, 6 hours.
5 peatükki ja 6 tundi.
Chapter 18, 19, another 12 hours.
Peatükid 18, 19, jälle järgmised 12 tundi.
That's already 7 chapters, just 18 hours. And so, when you read John's Gospel, you only have a selection of things from the life of Christ. And yet, when you read this Gospel, you feel you meet the depths of Jesus.
Ja ometi, kui sa loed seda evangeeliumit, siis sa tunned, et sa kohtud Jeesuse sügavusega.
You really know who he is.
Kes ta on.
Well, chapter 8 comes in the middle of a day.
Peatükk 8 on siis nagu päeva keskel.
Well, actually, in chapter 7, it was the day of the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
Seitsmendas peatükis oli siis seda, mis pühas oli templi.
Feast of Tabernacles.
Templi.
Ilmutuse maja.
Templi pühitsemise.
Templi telki. It's in verse.
Tabernacle on telki.
Yeah.
Telki pühitsemise või püha või.
Verse 2.
No, viimane päev.
It's in verse 2, the Feast of Tabernacles.
Lehtmaade püha, jah?
No, lehtmaade, jah. Lehtmaade. Of course, lehtmaade, you didn't know that. Anyway, it was lehtmaade. And on chapter 7, Jesus was on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, he gave this great cry.
Ja selles seitsmendas peatükis siis ta on teda püha viimastel päevadel, kui ta siis hüüab.
In fact, he gave two great cries.
Tegelikult ta andis kaks sellist suurt hüüdu või.
The one you know for sure.
Üks on see, mida te kindlasti teate.
He said on the last day, if anybody is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
Et kui keegi on janune, siis ta tulgu minu juurde ja lasta joo.
But he also said earlier in the chapter,
samuti ta ütles ennem,
he cried out in the temple.
Ta hüüdis templis.
And he said to the people,
ütles inimestele.
You know me.
Te tunnete mind.
You know where I am from.
Te teate, kust ma olen.
Jesus gave these two great cries.
Andis nagu need kaks suurt hüüdu.
And that's one of the truths about Jesus. When we hear about Jesus, we know him.
Ja see suur tõde Jeesusest on, et kui me teda kuuleme, siis me ka tunneme teda, me teame teda.
We can't explain how.
Me ei saa seletada, kuidas.
But we know him.
Aga me tunneme teda.
You know, there is something that God has built into us that knows him.
Midagi on, mis Jumal on meie sisse ehitanud, mis teda tunneb.
Do you know there is a small bird that flies from the Arctic to the Antarctic every year?
Kas sa tead, et on olemas üks väike lind, kes lendab igal aastal Arktikast Antarktikasse?
It likes the light.
Tale meeldib valgus.
It doesn't like night.
Ta ei taha ööd.
So it likes to go into the Arctic when there's no night.
Ta läheb sinna Arktikasse, kus ei ole ööd.
In the summer.
Suvel.
And when the winter comes, it flies down to the Antarctic.
Ja kui tuleb talv, siis ta läheb tagasi alla Antarktikasse lendab.
So it flies 24,000 miles, that's 36,000 kilometers a year.
Ja ta lendab aastas 36,000 kilometrit aastas, jah.
That's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Nimeks kandavad.
And it finds its way, how it does it, I don't know.
Ja ta leiab selle tee, kuidas see juhtub, ma ei tea.
It's one of the mysteries of nature.
See on üks looduse müsteeriumi või saladus.
And there are thousands of such examples.
Selliseid näiteid on tuhandeid.
Of animals that know where to go, what to do by something that God put in them.
Loomadest, kes teavad, mida teha, kuhu minna, selle järgi, mis Jumal neisse on pannud.
In Malachi, don't need to turn to it. Malachi, I'm trying to quote from memory, but in Malachi chapter 1,
Malachi esimeses peatükis.
He said that a son honors his father. Sorry, not to check that, but he says, maybe it's a different place. Read verse 6. A son honors his father, a servant his master. It must be another verse. He says the stork knows where to fly. The stork knows where to fly. You know the stork. The birds know where to fly. A dog knows its master. But my people don't know me, says the Lord. And as God has put in the hearts of these animals to know the way they should live,
Jumal on nende loomade südamesse pannud, et nad teaksid seda teed, kuidas elada.
And find a way from the Arctic to the Antarctic.
Arktikast Antarktikasse.
God has put it in us to come to Jesus.
Siis midagi on Jumal ka meie sisse pannud, et me saaksime tulla Jeesuse.
Oh yes, you can come to Jesus.
Ja sa võid tulla Jeesuse juurde.
Jesus said, you know me and you know how to find me, you know what to do.
Jeesus ütles, et sa tunned mind, sa tead, kuidas mind leida, sa tead, mis sa saad tegema.
And he said, the second cry was, come to me and I'll give you to drink. But that's chapter 7. Then at the end of that day, at the end of this day, what will we all do? Chapter 7, verse 53.
And everybody went home.
Yes, everybody went home. That's not a big, deep thing, is it? I will go to Esa-Pekka's house. But we will all go home at the end of the day. And when you get home, you'll find your bedroom, and you'll go to sleep. I don't know what your house is like. I know what your house is like. Some houses are full of peace and light. Some houses are full of darkness. Some are full of misery and bad memories. But everybody went home. But then in chapter 8, verse 1,
aga 18.
It says,
Jesus went to a
But Jesus, but Jesus.
Aga Jeesus.
Ah, but Jesus. He didn't go to a house when he went home.
Tema ei läinud majja sisse, kui ta läks koju.
Everybody went home.
Kõik läksid koju.
But Jesus.
Aga Jeesus.
Went to the Mount of Olives.
Läks Õlimäele.
That was his home.
See oligi tema koju.
The Bible says he used to spend long hours in prayer in the mountain.
Piibel ütleb, et ta pikki tunde veetis palves seal mäel.
Now this is a mountain to the east of Jerusalem.
See mägi asub siis Jerusalemast ida pool.
There is the Garden of Gethsemane.
See on Getsemani aed.
It's there that Jesus will come back to.
Ja see on ka koht, kui Jeesus tagasi tuleb.
When he returns to this world, he'll go to the Mount of Olives.
Ta tuleb siia maailma tagasi, siis ta läheb sinna mäele.
The Bible says it will split in two when he comes back.
Piibel ütleb, et see mägi läheb kaheks, kui ta tuleb.
But the prophecy Jesus knew because it's in Zechariah, the mountain will split in two.
Jeesus teadis seda, see on Sakaria raamatus.
And living water will flow out of the Mount of Olives.
Ja elu vesi hakkab sealt välja voolama sellest mäest.
Some will go west to the Mediterranean Sea.
Mõned lähevad läände, Vahemere äärde.
Living waters.
Elav vesi.
Says Zechariah.
Ütleb Sakaria.
Some will go west to the Mediterranean Sea and will heal it of salt.
See vesi läheb ja sinna ja parandab vee.
I said west, not east.
Läände.
West to the Mediterranean Sea. That's right, isn't it? It's west. And then some will flow east to the Dead Sea.
Ja mõned veed lähevad siis ida poole sinna Surnumerre.
Living waters will go west and east.
Elav vesi väljub nii itta kui läände.
And heal these oceans of salt.
Ja tervendavad selle soolase ookeani.
Now this is, remember, we're still in the time when Jesus said, come to me.
Mäletage, me oleme ikka veel
you believe in me, living water will flow out of you.
Tulge minu juurde ja kui te olete minu, siis elab vesi väljub teist.
But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
Aga Jeesus läks Õlimäele.
And the Mountain of Olives, what, it's olive trees.
Ja mis seal on? Seal on olivi puud.
You know what you get from olive trees, don't you?
Teate, mis seal saab nende puude pealt?
Oil.
Õli.
And oil was used for anointing.
Ja õli kasutati puidmiseks.
So when Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, he was, if you like, soaking in the oil.
Kui Jeesus läks Õlimäele, siis ta nagu ligunes või leotas ennast selles õlis.
Good, I hope that's right. But you know, he was having a bath in the oil. That's not very nice, I know.
Ta oli nagu õli vann või see ei ole väga kena.
I know oil isn't nice for a bath.
Ma tean, et õli ei ole meeldiv vanni jaoks.
But grace is.
Aga arm on.
And oil is a symbol of grace.
Ja õli on armu sümbol.
And Jesus was in the mountain of the oil of grace.
Jeesus oli siis seal õli armu mäel.
You see, grace, when you pray, when you truly pray, you are touched by the grace of God.
Kui sa paledad ja kui sa tõeliselt paledad, siis Jumala arm puudutab sind.
And so Jesus spent all night in the perfume in the Chanel number 5 of grace.
Jeesus siis terve öö veetis selles parfüümis, Chanel number 5, selle armu sees, terve öö.
Chanel number 5, very good. Now you see, if I got a little bottle like this,
mul on väike pude tükke.
Of Chanel number 5.
Chanel number 5.
You see, that would be worth about 50 euros.
See on kuski 50 eurot väärt.
Yeah. A bath.
Aga vanni täis.
Is worth about 10,000 euros.
10,000 eurot maksaks vanni täis seda parfüümi.
Jesus was all night in the oil of grace.
Jeesus oli terve öö selle armuõli sees.
And I tell you that one drop of grace is more than Chanel number 5.
Ma mõtlen seda, et üks tilk seda armu on rohkem väärt kui see Chanel.
And it costs more.
Ja see maksab palju rohkem.
But we don't pay for it.
Aga me ei maksa selle eest.
Jesus paid for it.
Jeesus maksas.
It's grace.
See on arm.
And so that's what happens when you pray and you're in the presence of God.
See on see, mis juhtub, kui sa paletud Jumala ligioodus.
And so there was Jesus praying. It wasn't hard to pray like that.
Jeesus seal paletas ja see ei ole raske niimoodi paletada.
If you pray in law, it's hard to pray.
Kui sa nagu käsu all paletas, see on raske.
You, all you get in, if you pray in law in human strength, all you get is old wood.
kui sa nagu paletad inimjõust ja selle käsumeesu saad, siis sa saad ainult sellest vana puud. Vana puud.
Puud? Is that what he said?
You said
wood, yes.
Yeah.
It stinks, it's horrible, it's rotten.
See haiseb, see on vastik, see on selline mädanev.
And it doesn't bring any good.
See ei too mingit kasu ka.
Pray in the presence of God.
Palve Jumala ligiolus.
Pray filling your heart with the grace of God.
See palve, mis täidab sinu südame Jumala armuga.
And so we have Jesus in the Mount of Olives all night, and now we can read verse 2 down to verse 12.
Et Jeesus siis on öösel ülimäel olnud ja nüüd me loeme 2 kuni 12. Varahommikul ta tuli jälle pühakotta ja kõik rahvas tuli tema juure ja ta istus maha ja õpetas neid. Seal kirjatundjad ja variserid tõid tema juure naise, kes oli tabatud abielu rikkumiselt. Ja nad panid ta keskpaika seisma ning ütlesid temale, õpetaja, see naine tabas jalgul abielu rikkumiselt. Aga Mooses on käsuõpetuses käskinud meid niisugused kividega surnuks visata. Mis sina siis ütled? Seda nad ütlesid teda kiusates, et nüüd oleks kaebamist tema peale. Jeesus kummardas ja kirjutas sõrmega maa peale. Kui nad siis küsides käisid temale peale, ajas ta enne see sirgu ning ütles neile, kes teie seast on patuta, see olgu esimene tema peale kivi viskama. Ja ta kummardas jälle ning kirjutas maa peale. Kui nad seda kuulsid ja südame tunnistus neid süüdistas, läksid nad välja üksteise järele vanemad eesotsas. Jeesus jäi sinna üksi ja naine, nagu ta seal seisis. Et Jeesus ajas ennese sirgu ega näinud kedagi muud kui naist ja ta ütles naisele, naine, kus on need sinu süüdistajad? Ega keegi ole sinu hukkumistnud. Naine vastas, mitte keegi sa. Jeesus ütles, ei minagi, ega minagi sind hukka mõista. Mine ja ära tee enam patu. 12, jah? Siis rääkis Jeesus jälle neile ning ütles, mina olen maailma valgus, kes mind järgib, see ei käi pimeduses, vaid temal on eluvalgus.
Amen. I am the light of the world. Yes. The last verse. Yes. So here we have Jesus. He comes from the mountain in the morning.
Nüüd meil on siin Jeesus, ta tuleb sealt mäelt hommikul.
Early in the morning.
Vara hommikul.
He comes to the temple and he comes to an area of the temple where people could pray.
Ta tuleb templisse sinna templi alale, kus inimesed saavad palvetada.
There were also some rabbis, probably. And when Jesus came there to the temple, the crowds came to him. Because crowds are always drawn by grace. Grace is very powerful to draw people. And the anointing of Jesus brings grace, authority, the love, the goodness of God.
Ja Jeesuse arm toob selle võimise, Jumala armu, Jumala headuse.
And Jesus sat down on a chair and taught the people.
Ja Jeesus istus maha ja õpetas rahvas.
And living waters went out from Jerusalem.
Ja elav vesi voolas Jerusalemast välja.
And began to heal human hearts.
Ja hakkas inimeste südameid tervendama.
Can you imagine listening to Jesus speak?
Sa võid kujutada, et sa kuulad Jeesust rääkida.
He said, if you believe, out of your belly, which includes, out of you will flow rivers of living water.
Ta ütles, et kui sa usud, siis sinu kõhust või sinu seest voolavad elava vee jõed välja.
So as Jesus was teaching, rivers of living water were flowing on the people.
Nii et samal ajal, kui Jeesus õpetas, siis selle elava vee jõed lausa voolasid.
That's his words, his presence, his touch. People were feeling new, better, just by listening to him teach.
Need olid nagu tema sõna, tema puudutus, et inimesed tundsid teda paremini, kui ta õpetas.
And then of course comes the sudden moment, suddenly everything is disturbed, the Pharisees come.
Siis on äkki midagi ärritavat, et variserid tulevad.
And they bring a woman who is taken in adultery.
Ja nad on võtnud siis toonud sinna naise, kes on abielu rikkunud.
And of course they bring her and throw her down in front of Jesus. And present to him God's problem.
Ja esitlevad talle siis nagu Jumala probleemi.
God have a problem?
Kas Jumalal on probleem või?
What is God's problem?
Mis Jumalal on probleem?
God's problem is how can he love sinners?
Jumala probleem on, et kuidas ta saab armastada patuseid?
How can a holy God loves sinners.
Kuidas see püha Jumal armastab patuseid?
That is God's problem.
See on Jumala probleem.
How can God forgive sin?
Kuidas Jumal saab patu andeks anda?
How can he do it?
Kuidas ta teeb seda?
That's the problem they gave to Jesus.
See on nüüd see probleem, mille nad siis pakkusid Jeesusele.
They said, the law says she should be stoned, but what do you say?
Nemad ütlevad, et seadus ütleb, et ta tuleb kividega surnuks siis, et aga mida sina ütled?
The holy law of God says, whoever commits adultery must be stoned.
Jumala püha sõna ütleb, kes iganes rikub abielu, see peab surnuks visatama.
But does God love?
Aga kas Jumal armastab?
Then how can these two be brought together?
Kuidas need asja siis kokku panna?
And you know the story, we've already read it.
Teate seda lugu.
Jesus writes in the ground.
Jeesus kirjutab maa peale.
We don't know what he wrote.
Ei tea mida.
We know the law was written with the finger of God.
Me teame, et seadus oli kirjutatud Jumala sõrmega.
But that's all we know.
Aga see on kõik, mida me teame.
And then they continued asking him.
Ja siis nad jätkavad teda küsitlemast.
And at last Jesus says, the one who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Lõpuks Jeesus ütleb, et see, kes on patuta, las see viskab esimese kivi.
Then they all begin to leave.
Ja kõik hakkavad ära minema.
All left until only the woman was left.
Kõik lahkusid, ainult naine jäi.
And Jesus said to her, where are your accusers?
Jeesus siis küsib ta käest, et kus on sinu süüdistajad?
Has no one condemned you?
Kas keegi ei ole sind hukka mõistnud?
No one, Lord.
Mitte keegi saanud.
Neither do I condemn you.
Ega minagi sind hukka mõista.
Go and sin no more.
Mine ja ära tee enam patt.
Now there is much in this chapter that we need to look at.
Selles peatükis on väga palju, mida me peaksime vaatama.
And let's look first at the reactions of people.
Vaatame kõigepealt siis inimeste reaktsioone.
Let's look at the reactions of the Pharisees.
Vaatame variseride reaktsiooni.
When the Pharisees see sinners, condemnation.
Kui varise näeb patus, siis kohe hukkamõist.
This is the reaction of people who don't know grace.
See on inimese reaktsioon, kes ei tunne armu.
When you don't have grace, you condemn people quickly.
Kui sul ei ole armu, siis sa otse kohe mõistad hukka.
You're always looking at their faults.
Alati vaatad nende vigu.
If you are a condemning person,
kui sa oled nagu hukka mõistav inimene,
you don't have grace.
Siis sul ei ole armu.
Whoever points the finger,
kes iganes usutab näpuga,
has no grace.
Tal ei ole armu.
Pharisees don't know grace.
Variserid ei tunnud armu.
And one of the greatest dangers for Christians is to become Pharisees.
Ja kristlaste üks suurim oht on tulla või saada variserideks.
Don't let the devil make you into a Pharisee.
Ära ometi lase kuradi teha endast variseri.
God makes you a Christian, but the devil makes Pharisees.
Jumal teeb sind kristlaseks, aga kurat teeb sind variseriks.
Don't let that happen.
Ära lase sellel juhtuda.
And so that's their reaction. She's done this. We bring her to you to condemn her.
See on nende reaktsioon. Ta tegi seda, me tõime ta sinu juurde, mõista ta nüüd hukka.
What's the reaction of Jesus?
See on Jeesuse reaktsioon.
You know, God's reactions. How does God react?
Kuidas nüüd Jumal reageerib siis?
You know, have you ever had an action and a reaction?
Kas teil on olnud kunagi...
Sorry, that's difficult to translate. There are actions
on teot,
and there are reactions.
Ja siis on reaktsioonid. Et on tegu ja siis sellele reageerimine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there are actions and reactions. For example, as a Christian,
näiteks,
I may say, I must never be angry.
Kristlasena ma võin öelda, et ma ei peaks kunagi olema vihane.
So that's my action, I will not be angry.
See on minu tegu, ma ei ole kunagi vihane.
And then I'm driving.
Ja siis ma sõidan.
Somebody cuts in front of me.
Ja keegi lõikab mul ette.
My reaction. And then my action. Oh, stop.
Ja siis ma mõtlen, oi, mida ma lubasin.
Then, which was the real me?
Mis tegelik mina nüüd oli siis?
My action or my reaction?
Kas mu tegu viis, tegu või siis reageerin?
Some Christians show actions which are hiding a reaction.
Mõned ütlevad, et see nagu tegu on siis nagu selle reageeringu varjamine või?
Well done. Well done. They are doing something that is hiding a feeling.
Me teeme midagi, mis peidab meie tundeid.
Christianity is not pretending to be good.
Kristus ei ole see, et sa peestud, et sa oled hea.
It's not pretending.
See ei ole peestlemine.
Some people think Christianity is pretending to be good when doing what you know you should do. I should do this.
Ma ei aru, et kristlane olemine, kristlaseks olemine on siis, et ma peestlen, et ma peaksin nii olema, ma pean nii tegema.
God is not impressed by people who pretend.
Aga Jumal ei arva kuigi palju nendest, kes niimoodi peestlevad.
You know the word hypocrite?
Sa tead sõna silmakirjalik.
The original word in the New Testament comes from the word of an actor.
Ja algse sõna tähendus Uues Testamendis on tähendab näitleja.
And in those days the actors used to all wear masks.
Sellel ajal kõik näitlejad kandsid maske.
So you could put on the mask of a clown.
Ja siis sa võisid panna ette klauni maski.
Or the mask of a gentleman.
Või gentlemani härrasmehe maski.
Or the mask of a crook, criminal.
Ja siis päti või kurjategija maski.
You put the mask on.
Sa panid maski ette.
Some people put on the mask of a Christian.
Ja mõned panid kristluse maski.
But you see, the Pharisees had the reactions of no grace.
Variseridel oli siis reaktsioon, kus ei olnud armu.
Jesus has the reaction of grace. Oh, how can I help this one?
Reaktsioon armu sees, nii et aita seda.
God looks at us, he wants to help us.
Jumal vaatab nii, et ta tahab meid aidata.
When Adam and Eve sinned,
kui Adam ja Eva tegid pattu,
God didn't come and say, I smash you.
Jumal ei tulnud öelnud, et ma löön teid maha.
God came and said, oh, what can I do to help?
Jumal tuli ütles, et mis ma võin teha, et teid aidata.
How can I get you out of this situation?
Ma võin teid sellest välja aidata, sellest
olukorda. He said, and when they sinned,
ja kui nad tegid pattu,
God did two things.
Jumal tegi kaks asja.
First he promised them.
Esiteks ta lubas midagi.
I will put it right.
Ma panen selle korda. Ma teen selle korda.
The first thing God did.
See oli esimene asi, mis
ta tegi. I will put it right.
Mina teen selle korda.
And I will do it.
Ma teen seda.
Through the sacrifice of my son.
Minu poja ohvri läbi.
That promise was made minutes after the first sin.
See lubadus oli tehtud siis minuteid peale esimest pattu.
And then he made them coats.
Siis ta tegi neile riide.
God killed animals.
Tappis looma.
Probably lambs.
Arvatavasti lambad.
Make them a lovely fur coat.
Tegi meeldiva siukse riideseme.
Put the fur coat on them.
Pani nende see peale.
He said, now you need this.
Sa vajad.
This will protect you.
See kaitseb teid.
This will help you.
See aitab.
This will keep you.
See hoiab teid.
God loved them.
Jumal armastas meid.
Jesus reacted to this woman with grace.
Jeesus reageeris siis selle naise probleemile armuga.
With mercy.
Halastusega.
What's the reaction of the woman?
Aga mis naise reaktsioon oli?
Guilt, I'm guilty.
Süü, ma olen süüdi.
You know that the biggest problem of the human race is guilt.
Teate, et inimrassi kõige suurem probleem on süü.
It will crush you.
See lõmastab sind.
Your guilt, the burden of your sin will crush you.
See sinu süü, see sinu patukoor on, see lihtsalt lõmastab sind.
Guilt is a funny thing.
See on üks naljakas asi, see süü.
Some people, some children are abused.
Mõndasid lapsi on nagu kuritarvitatud.
Even sexually abused.
Isegi seksuaalselt.
And they feel guilty.
Ja nad tunnevad ennast süüdi.
They didn't do anything.
Nad ei teinud ju mitte midagi.
But all their life.
Aga kogu oma elu.
They feel guilty.
Nad tunnevad ennast süüdi.
They can't be normal.
Nad ei saa olla normaalsed.
They don't know how to talk.
Nad ei tea, kuidas rääkida.
They don't know how to have a relationship.
Kuidas suhet luua.
They grow up.
Lihtsalt kasvavad üles.
Their whole life is ruined.
Kogu nende elu on nagu hävitatud.
Because they feel guilty.
Siis nad tunnevad ennast süüdi.
But they didn't do anything.
Aga nad ei olegi midagi.
Guilt is a very strange thing.
Süü on väga imelik asi.
It destroys us.
See hävitab.
Guilt is the human race's biggest problem.
Süü ongi inimrassi kõige suurem probleem.
And it is our problem because of sin.
Ja see on meie probleem patu pärast.
And we don't know how to get out of it.
Ja me ei saagi aru, kuidas sellest välja saada.
religious people try to get out of guilt by doing good.
Religioosed inimesed püüavad sellest süüst välja tulla tehes head.
They try to do good things, look holy, go to church.
Nad püüavad häid asju teha, näha välja pühadena, käivad kirikus.
But all they do is make guilt religious guilt.
Aga kõik, mida nad teevad sellest süüst religioosse süüd.
And religious guilt is as heavy as any guilt.
Ja religioosne süü on täpselt sama raske kui iga teine.
And that's the woman's reaction. I'm guilty.
I'm guilty.
Now, the reaction of the Pharisees, when Jesus said, whoever is without sin, let him throw the first stone. They also felt guilt. They were also guilty.
Samamoodi olid süüdi.
Everybody was guilty.
Kõik olid süüdi.
When Jesus said this, everybody was guilty.
Kui Jeesus seda ütles, siis kõik olid süüdi.
There was nobody left to stand to say, I can throw a stone.
Mitte kedagi ei olnud, kes saaks öelda, et ma viskan.
Well, there was one left who could throw a stone.
Üks jäi, kes oleks võinud visata.
Jesus.
Jeesus.
He was the only one who never sinned.
Tema oli ainult, kes polnud kunagi patustanud.
But everybody, the oldest,
kõik läksid
things from the past.
Minevikust asjad.
When God's light shines on you,
kui Jumala valgus sinu peale paistab,
you suddenly realize,
sa äkki taipad,
you need grace.
Sa vajad armu.
And God must show us our sin and our guilt.
Jumal peab meile näitama nüüd meie pattu ja meie süüd.
So that we may ask for salvation.
Et meie võiksime küsida päästet.
Unless we know our sin and our guilt, we will not even see our need for salvation.
Kui me ei tunne oma pattu ja süüd, siis me isegi ei näe seda vajadust päästa järgi.
But he is the answer of God to guilt.
Aga see on Jumala vastus süüle nüüd.
It's the forgiveness of God.
See on Jumala andestus.
It's a gift.
See on and.
Now the question is, of course, how can God do this?
Küsimus on muidugi, et kuidas Jumal saab teha seda?
Well, there's a story that explains this.
On üks lugu, mis seda seletab.
Let me tell you this story to explain it. It's a story about a king whose kingdom was being destroyed.
See on ühest kuningast, kelle kuningriik sai hävitatud.
His kingdom was being destroyed by immorality.
Selle kuningriigi hävitas amoraalsus.
Everything was going wrong.
Kõik läks valesti.
And so at last he said, if anybody commits immorality,
lõpuks ta ütles, et kui keegi midagi amoraalselt veel teeb,
adultery,
või abielu rikkumist,
they will be blinded.
Siis ta tehakse pimedaks.
I will stop this, said the king.
Ma lõpetan selle, ütles kuningas.
And so when he said this,
ja kuidas seda ütles,
it stopped.
See lõppeski.
But then after several years,
aga mõne aasta järel,
they brought to the king,
tõid nad kuninga juurde,
his son,
tema poja.
And they said, we've caught your son.
Nüüd ütlesid, et me saime su poja.
In adultery.
Abielu rikkumiselt.
And now everybody said, what will the king do?
Kõik ütlesid, mis nüüd kuningas teeb?
If he forgives his son,
kui ta tale andeks annab,
then everybody will know the king doesn't really keep true to his law.
Siis kõik teavad, et tegelikult kuningas ei hoia oma sõnast kinni peama seadusest.
But if he blinds his son,
ja kui ta selle poja pimedaks teeb,
how can he truly love his son?
Kuidas ta siis üldse armastab teda?
So the king said, give me a day.
Ja kuningas ütles, andke mulle üks päev.
I will decide.
Ma otsustan.
And the next day,
ja järgmisel päeval,
the king came and said,
ja kuningas tuli ja ütles,
two eyes will be blinded.
Kaks silma saavad tehtud pimedaks.
But they will be my eyes.
Aga need on minu omad.
I will be blinded.
Mina saan tehtud pimedaks.
When my eyes are blinded,
kui minu silmad on pimedad,
the whole kingdom will know,
kogu kuningriik teab,
that I love holiness,
et ma armastan pühadust,
and that I love my son,
ja et ma armastan oma poega.
When Jesus Christ was crucified,
kui Jeesus risti löödi,
God said to you,
Jumal ütles sulle,
I love holiness,
ma armastan pühadust,
and I love you,
ja ma armastan sind.
And I forgive you.
Ja ma annan sulle andeks.
But the price of forgiveness,
aga selle andestuse hind,
is the blood of Jesus.
On Jeesuse veri.
When Jesus was crucified,
kui Jeesus risti löödi,
it was God burning out his own eyes.
Siis nagu Jumal põletas välja iseenese silmad.
To save you.
Et sind päästa.
To forgive you.
Et sulle andeks anda.
It hurt God.
See tegi talle haigust.
It cost God the greatest price.
See maksis Jumalale suurima hinna.
God loves sinners.
Jumal armastab patuseid.
Christ died for sinners.
Jeesus Kristus suri patuste eest.
Christ died for you.
Kristus suri sinu eest.
Jesus loves you.
Jeesus armastab sind.
And that's the way God solved his problem.
Ja see on nüüd see tee, kuidas Jumal lahendas selle probleemi.
Because love overcame all the problems of the human race at the cross.
Sest armastus sai kõikidest inimrassi probleemidest üle seal ristil.
And now for all who repent.
Ja kõik, kes kahetsevad.
God gives us the answer to sin.
Jumal annab selle vastuse patule.
What are the two answers to sin this woman needed?
Mis need kaks vastust olid patule, mis naine vajas?
This woman needed two things.
Ta vajas kahte asja.
And you need two things.
Sina vajad kahte asja.
God must give you these two things.
Jumal annab sulle need kaks asja.
In order to save you.
Et sind päästa.
He said to the woman.
Ta ütles naisele.
Go and sin. He said, I do not condemn you.
Ma ei mõista sind hukka.
Go and sin no more.
Mine ja ära tee enam pattu.
There are the two things.
Kaks asja.
First thing.
Esiteks.
Forgiveness.
Andestus.
Second thing.
Teine asi.
Power.
Vägi.
We need two gifts.
Meil on vaja kahte andi.
Forgiveness.
Andestus.
And power.
Ja väge.
Forgiveness on its own is no use.
Sellest andestusest üksi pole kasu.
Unless it comes with power.
Kui see tuleb väega.
And to ask for forgiveness.
Ja kui me palume andestus.
Without willingness to change. Is hypocrisy.
Ilma, et me tahaksime muutuda, see on silmakirjalik.
If you said, oh, thank you for forgiving me, I'll come back tomorrow for more forgiveness. God says, but I will give you power that you don't need to keep coming back. I will give you power to overcome your problems. God says, yes, I will always forgive you. I don't ask you to be perfect, says God. But I do ask you to be willing.
Aga ma palun, et sa tahaksid.
To change.
Muutuda.
To cooperate.
Kaasa töötada.
To believe me.
Uskuda mind.
To let me work in you by power.
Lasta sinus töötada minu väe.
God has a twofold answer to the human heart.
Ja Jumalal on kaks täis vastust inimsüdame jaoks.
Forgiveness and power.
Ja vägi.
And these two things will help us through this life.
Ja need kaks asja aitavad meid sellest elust läbi.
Till we leave this world.
Kas me...
Till the day we leave this world,
selle päevani, kui me lahkume,
we need these two things every day, every minute.
Meil on vaja need kahte asja, iga päev, iga minut.
We live by them.
Me elame nendele järgi.
Forgiveness.
Andestus.
And power.
Ja vägi.
Jesus gives me the two answers I need.
Jeesus annab mulle need kaks vastust, mida ma vajan.
He gives me them by himself.
Ta annab need iseeneses. Ise.
Now, that's really the first part of this chapter.
See on nüüd selle peatüki esimene osa.
But now we have to ask ourselves,
ja nüüd peame küsima endalt,
what was the mistake of the Pharisees?
Mis oli siis fariseeride viga?
You see, the Pharisees made a huge mistake.
Tead, et fariseerid tegid väga suure vea.
And this mistake is made by people all over the world.
Seda viga teevad inimesed üle terve maailma.
They brought this woman taken in adultery.
Nad tõid selle naise, kes oli siis tabatud abielus.
They said, she is a bad person.
Ütlesid, tema on paha inimene.
She needs help.
Tema vajab abi.
They thought they were good people.
Ja arvasid, et nemad ise on head.
They didn't need help.
Nemad ei vaja abi.
What was their mistake?
Mis oli nende viga?
Their mistake was to understand man's problem.
Et nad oli, et nad saaksid aru inimese probleemist.
They thought sin was like a crime.
Nad arvasid, et pat on nagu kuritegu.
Now, all crime is sin.
Kõik kuritegu on ju pat.
But not all sin is crime.
Aga kõik pat ei ole kuritegu.
Why?
Miks?
Well, if I said it's a crime to even think something wrong,
Kui ma ütleksin, et kuritegu on isegi midagi mõelda halvasti.
A crime means you go to prison.
Kuritegu tähendab seda, et sa lähed vangi.
I think that there will be nobody left outside of the prison.
Ma arvan, et see kedagi jääks väljaspoole vanglat.
You know, crime is you must not drive too fast.
Kuritegu on, et sa ei tohi liiga kiiresti sõita.
Don't be embarrassed. I think you only caught once in your life. Simon was more, but anyway, don't worry. I don't think you were ever caught speeding, were you? No. I was never caught speeding. But that's criminal, you see. Stealing is criminal.
Varastamine on kriminaalne.
But you see, sin is something in the heart.
Aga sa näed, et pat on midagi südames.
Lust or covetousness is sin. When you want that car, covetousness. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife or his ox or
ära himusta.
Yeah, covetousness.
Himustamine.
The Bible says you must not do that. So you look at somebody, they've got this, you want it. That's not a crime. But it's a sin. So they did not know what sin is. Many people don't know what sin is. They think sin is, it's crimes. But the Bible tells us that sin is not just a crime. It's something in everybody. The Bible tells us in the Gospels, by a picture, that sin is like the sickness of leprosy. It's really like AIDS. It's a sickness. It's a sickness of the heart. It's not something we did. It's an infection we had from our parents. A spiritual infection. It's a sickness of the heart. And when you look at the human race, you look at a sick human race. We don't even know what a true human being should look like. When you look at the human race, it is all sick. Physically, we do not yet know what the human race is meant to look like.
Tegelikult me ei tea, milline see rass pidi välja nägema.
You know, even physically, look, I'm beginning to look a little bit old. I know I look about 25, but you can see that I'm looking, beginning to look maybe a bit older than 25. The marks of age on our bodies, they show something, but there is something that is lost by sin. When we were born in this world, there was no light in our hearts. There was not the joy of God. The singing of heaven was not in us. We were heavy, there was something dark, dull in our hearts. What does the Bible teach about sin? Well, the Bible says in chapter 8, Jesus said in verse 23, you are from beneath, I am from above.
Te olete alt, mina olen ülalt.
Jesus said there is something about sin that makes you go down. It's a bit like gravity. You know, gravitazione, you fall. You're going down all the time. But Jesus said, I'm going up. I'm from above. There's something in me that's going up all the time. But sin is always taking you down. Oh no, it's going to go wrong. I'm going to lose my money. The world is going to go bad. Estonia is going to, oh, it's going to, oh no.
Aga vastan sellisei palati alla poole. Oh, Eesti, see rahas, mul ei ole raha, ma lähen alla poole, mul on kõik paasti.
Jesus said, you're from beneath.
Jesus ütleb, et te olete alt.
It's as if when you look at a field of there are places in the world where there's a wind all the time from the ocean.
On maailmas kohti, kus kogu aeg ookeanil puhub tuul.
Perhaps in Estonia the same.
Võib-olla on Eestis sama.
All the trees are bending.
Kogu aeg on, või kõik puud on niimoodi.
They grow like that.
Nad kasvavadki vilt.
So the trees are growing like this.
Kus puu niimoodi kasvab.
Because of the wind.
Tuule pärast.
It would be so strange to see another tree growing like the other way. But that's what Christians are doing. Christians are growing the opposite way. The whole world is bending this way, but the Christians are going this way. Well, our time is gone. Let me just say a few more things. Second thing from this chapter.
Teine asi sellest peatükist.
Jesus said.
Jeesus ütles.
Verse 34. Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin.
Kes teeb patu, on patuori. Igaüks, kes teeb patu, on patuori.
When a person sins, they are not exercising freedom, they are giving it away.
Kui inimesed teevad patu, siis nad ei nagu harjuta vabadust või ei ole vabadust, nad annavad selle vabaduse ära.
And there are some sins that give more of your power of freedom away.
Ja on patte, mis annavad veel rohkem sinu vabadust ära.
When you take drugs, you cannot stop taking them.
Kui sa võtad narkootikume, siis sa ei saa enam lõpetada neid võtmast.
The more you take alcohol,
mida rohkem alkoholi võtad,
the more you are bound to alcohol.
Mida rohkem sa saad seotud sellest.
Tobacco will make you a prisoner of it.
Et sa saad selle vangiks lõpuks.
Pornography makes people prisoners of it.
Pornograafia teeb enda vangiks.
But those are only examples of it.
Ja need on ainult ühed näited.
Bitterness is like a drug.
Kibedus on nagu...
People eat it for breakfast and for dinner.
Inimesed söövad kibedust hommikusöögiks ja õhtusöögiks.
And they become bitterness addicts.
Ja nad saavad nagu kibeduse sõltlasteks.
Be careful.
Ole ettevaatlik.
Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin.
Igaüks, kes teeb patu, on patuori.
Let me show you another thing.
This
is in chapter 8, verse 44. You are of your father, the devil.
Te olete oma isast kuradist.
He was not speaking to the woman.
Ta ei rääkinud naisele.
He was speaking to the Pharisees.
Ta rääkis variseridele.
He says, there is something about you that is connected to the devil.
Ta ütles, et teis on midagi, mis on seotud kuradiga.
Like a father to a son. Like a father to a son.
Nagu isa pojaga on seotud.
And these were religious people.
Ja need olid religioosed inimesed.
He said, there is something about you that is more like the devil than anybody else.
Ta ütles, et teis on midagi, mis on rohkem saatanale sarnane kui kelleski teises.
Wow, Jesus was a pretty hot preacher.
Oh, väga kõva tuline jutustaja oli Jeesus.
You should read the sermons of Jesus. You are of your father, the devil. You know, one thing I realized when I read this chapter. I don't know anymore what sin is. It's worse than I ever imagined. It's more dangerous. I used to think the worst part of evil was the devil.
Esimene osa kurjast oli kurat.
Then demons.
Kõige tähtsam on kurat nagu, ja siis on demonid.
Then sinners and sin, there were good sinners and bad sinners.
Siis on head patused ja halvad patused. Selline järjekord nagu.
But now I realize, no.
Nüüd ma sain aru, ei.
There is one power that is the center of all evil.
On üks vägi, mis on kõige kurja keskus.
It is sin.
See ongi pat.
Sin is a spiritual sickness.
Pat on vaimne haigus.
It is powerful.
See on väga väärt.
It is destructive.
See on hävitav.
It will destroy your mind, your future, your will, your personality.
See hävitab su meele, su tuleviku, su tahte, su isiksuse.
You need salvation because we have sin in our hearts.
Sa vajad päästet, sest sinu südames on patt.
And every human being needs salvation.
Iga inimene vajab päästet.
Some people say, I was always saved. No, 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 no. Every person needs the Savior to forgive their sin. And to give them power to sin no more, to stop sinning. This is not a question of our crimes or our good or bad deeds. This is a question of the state of our heart. Well, I suppose our time is gone. There's much more here on my list to say about sin. It leads to death. The wages of sin is death. It is the strongest power in the world. There's nothing we know stronger than sin until we meet Jesus. And Jesus is stronger than sin, as high as Everest is above the highest mountain of Estonia.
Nii nagu Everest on Eesti kõige kõrgem mägi.
Praise God. Praise God. Jesus is Mount Everest.
Jeesus on see Everesti mägi.
There is no one greater than him.
Mitte kedagi pole tema.
There is no sins that he cannot break.
Ei ole ühtegi patu, mida ta ei suudaks murda.
There is nothing he cannot forgive.
Pole midagi, mida ta ei saaks andeks.
He is so powerful, so wonderful, so full of grace.
Ta nii väeline, nii imeline, nii täis armu.
You need a Savior.
Sina vajad päästjat.
And his name is Jesus.
Tema nimi on Jeesus.
Let us pray.
Palvetame.
Let us pray. And I'm going to pray for you.
Ma palvetan sinu pärast.
And if you want me to pray for you, while everybody is closing their eyes, I'm not going to expose you before anybody. Everybody close their eyes. If you want me to pray, please close your eyes. Please close your eyes. I don't want you to look at anybody. If anybody wants prayer, please raise your hand. Anybody wants prayer. We'll pray for you. Thank you. Yes, thank you. You can put it down, yes. Thank you. You can put your hand down. Thank you. Anybody else? We're going to pray for these ones. But everybody, you go to the Savior. Every day, you live by these two things. Forgiveness and the power of God. Now let's pray. Father, I pray for these who are coming to you now. You know the need of their hearts. I pray that anything that is in their past that needs forgiveness, let them know your forgiveness now. That all their sins, recent or long past, they are all forgiven in Jesus' name. Your sins are forgiven you. Now because your sins are forgiven you, receive power to be washed, to be clean, to be strong, to sin no more, to change your lifestyle, to break that habit, to no longer do that thing, to no longer walk in that path, in Jesus' mighty name. And Jesus, we praise you for your power and your love that is ours today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In the name of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. That'll translate. Thank you.